Hi, welcome to Medical Musings with Sam. This is a podcast for anyone whose lives are affected by chronic illness and are looking for hope in what can feel like a really hopeless situation. I'm a blogger, a writer, and founder of the online support group Medical Musings with Friends. I'm also the author of My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith, and hope living with a rare disease. Before becoming chronically ill, I was an executive manager with a passion for change management, coaching, and developing my team. Medical Musings with Sam is a podcast all about connecting with others who are trying to live well with chronic illness in the midst of difficult challenges and hurdles. Come on a journey with me, and together we can share our experiences of living a life of purpose, faith, and hope despite our diseases. Hi everyone, welcome to Medical Musings with Sam. Thanks for joining me again. I just wanted to pop back in for a quick update, I guess, and to share a couple of things with you that are going to impact me quite severely, I guess, over the next month or so. On a brighter note though, before I go down that path, I did want to just let you know that I was interviewed a couple of weeks ago by the Wound Doctors & Co. podcast, and it was an absolute pleasure to be interviewed by Dr. Frances Henshaw and Rod Morrie, who are the co-hosts of the Wound Doctors & Co. podcast. They asked me to share my thoughts on how healthcare professionals can better care for people with chronic illness, plus just share my tips on good wound care, given that I have had numerous surgeries over the course of, the last 10 or so years. So, and while all that sounds pretty serious in terms of a topic, we did have an enormous amount of fun keeping the conversation lighthearted, but still to the point. So, if you would like to check that out, if you go onto Spotify or any of your favorite podcast apps and search The Wound Doctors and Co., you will find my interview is their very latest episode. As I said, Frances and Rob were an absolute delight to work with, and the entire podcast of The Wound Doctors & Co. is one to definitely save to your podcast listening apps. They've had some amazing interviews prior to mine, and I have no doubt that they will have some very, very interesting people ahead of me as well. So I hope you enjoy that. It certainly gave me a bit of joy to do that in the midst of what has been a difficult couple of weeks, I guess, is probably the best way to describe it. So let me explain what I'm talking about there. As you know, I think I said in my last podcast that, you know, there'd been quite a few new health hurdles that I've been dealing with. And part of that is we found out through actually looking for other things and finding other things, we found out that I have quite a very large stoma hernia. It's kind of a stoma hernia. It's my abdominal wall has separated by about 5 centimeters, and my small bowel has herniated through that gap next to my stoma into the abdominal wall cavity, and I am at risk of my bowel strangulating, basically, and was told this week that should that happen, I am not going to survive that. So that obviously has meant that action needs to be taken. And that action is going to come in the form of surgery, and quite major surgery. So, yes, I've had, so last week was, not unexpected, because I knew that had happened, obviously. I can see it, let alone anything else. But, and I've been struggling with symptoms as a result of it, as you can imagine. So, but I must say that the way circumstances came together to ensure that I saw the right specialist at the right time, who contacted the right specialist to make things happen, has just been incredible. So I feel very much, I guess, at peace that things are working together for good, even though things don't look good, if that makes sense. But as a result of all of that, it's caused me to kind of take stock a little bit, because one of the things that is happening, which I did not expect, is my current stoma is going to have to be resited from the left side of my abdomen to the right side. And I kind of thought that the stoma that I had, that I was going to have for the rest of my life. But it seems not. And it's just been over 9 years ago. 11th of the 11th, 2013, was when my original stoma story, I guess, began, when my current stoma was created. And we called it Rudolph. We cute little red button, and we called it Rudolph. It was very close to Christmas, and, you know, the red nose on the famous reindeer was my inspiration for the name. And yeah, as I said, I thought Rudolph was a permanent addition to my life. I never for a moment considered at some point that I would be saying rest in peace, Rudolph, and hello to a new colostomy on the other side of my abdomen. But given that the extreme mess is the best word I can think of, mess in my abdomen, yes, I need to get this fixed. I have facts before me that are kind of lit up like a high street advertisement board saying you only have one option, surgery, major surgery. So my colorectal surgeon has booked me in for a laparotomy and a resiting of my stoma in the second week of March. So I've got a couple of weeks. And, you know, while this is massive invasive surgery, it's the safest way for him to access that mess in my abdomen, fix the prolapse, resect the bowel, and the adhesions, which will be there, have always been there because of multiple previous surgeries. And he's going to resite my stoma. So I'm going to have what's called a transverse colostomy. I currently have a sigmoid colostomy. So the difference is my large intestine will be shorter, and output from a stoma will be slightly different, so not quite as firm as what I currently have. So I might need to change, you know, the sort of the bags I use and that sort of thing a little bit, but I'm hoping that life won't be too different from what I currently do, because I'm very comfortable with what I currently do. My surgeon's waiting 2 weeks before doing my surgery just to make sure that he has the best team available, which I really appreciate, and that he has time to plan carefully around my needs as well as consult with my other specialists. And I'm really glad that I have a little more time to prepare. Breathing space when facing, you know, life-changing events is always a good thing, I think, if you can afford to have it. I nearly cried at the end of my surgeon's appointment. Well, actually, I did cry, which is not like me at all. But and why? Why the tears? Because my surgeon is not charging me, and I can't believe it. I would have been out of pocket by thousands of dollars despite having full health cover. And, you know, my husband and I had no idea how we were going to afford it. Medical expenses just keep raising them, their ugly heads when we least expect it. And, you know, being on pensions, it's not easy. And everybody knows that. And it's not easy anyway for lots of people nowadays because of our economy and all the things that are causing costs of prices to go up and interest rates, etc. So, you know, life's tough, isn't it, financially for many people. So what a blessing, such an answer to prayer, and I am so incredibly grateful. So one of the other challenges, though, that I have is, as I said, we called my previous stoma Rudolph, and having a new stoma, I thought, oh, maybe I just won't bother with the name this time. And then I thought, you know what, I think I will. And, you know, I'm often asked why people with a stoma give it a name. And before having a colostomy, I also wondered why. You know, it seems a little odd, doesn't it? We don't name our noses or our feet or our hands. So why on earth would you name a stoma? Why would you give a stoma a name? There's a really good article, actually, from a website called stomatips.com. So it's www.stomatips, that's all one word, .com. And they have an article called Ostomy Naming, and it really is one of the best that I have ever read, and explains the multiple reasons why naming a stoma has lots of advantages for the ostomate and even for close family and friends as well. So as I said, a name has its uses, and choosing a name you feel comfortable with is really important in terms of acceptance and well-being. For me and for my husband, we found it makes it easier when we're in public, for, you know, even at medical appointments. If I need to let him know that I have a problem that needs addressing, I can simply say to him, you know, Rudolph's misbehaving. It's like a code name that we have. And then we can just swing into action and find the nearest disabled toilet without anyone having the faintest idea what I'm talking about. So for me, that's the biggest reason to have a name. And then if you're going to give something a name, it's also important to me what the meaning of the name is. What does it symbolize? It's almost as important as the name itself. So I had a few ideas that I was toying with as I contemplated the creation of this new stoma, this one that's going to come in the next couple of weeks. But some had connotations with death. And I was actually leaning towards poppy as a symbol of hope and remembrance. And the flower obviously is a red flower, etc. Made sense. But as I dug deeper, there were also they were used in Egyptian burials, particularly with mummification as a symbol of death, repose, and eternal life. And also the poppy is associated with opiates. So there were some other associations other than the ones that we know well about remembrance and hope and the future and those sort of things, sacrifice. So I realized quite quickly that none of those other associations, the death, the repose, etc., and mummification, etc., were they weren't conjuring up happy thoughts or peaceful feelings. I decided I wanted a name that points to life and hope and renewal, something that makes me smile when I say it and gives me a sense of lightheartedness. So after a little research, I came across the name Blossom. And without needing to do much investigation, as soon as I saw the name, I just immediately thought of life, growth, flourishing. And I wasn't wrong in my interpretation of its meaning. The meaning that I'm going to read out to you now comes from a website called thebump.com. And it's, Blossom is a girl's name of British origin, meaning flower-like. While the word blossom typically refers to a flower, it can also be used as a verb meaning to flourish or thrive. In the gardening world, the pink flowers of the cherry blossom tree are symbolic of renewal and growth during springtime. And to me, that's just beautiful. So the beginning of Blossom has commenced, and it might be 2 weeks before my new stoma is formed, but I'm a firm believer in getting prepared ahead of time. And to do so has always been the key to helping me accept the extraordinary challenges life has and continues to throw at me. So it's all about facing an uncertain future with hope and faith. I can't think of how else to face the things that are just so uncertain. Look, I can't say I'm thrilled about my new circumstances. I really like Rudolph, and saying goodbye requires me to grieve. It's been 10 years since Rudolph was formed. It's a long time to care for something, especially when it's literally a part of you. I'm concerned about this upcoming surgery in terms of it being a laparotomy and invasive. So much could go wrong, and we're not sure what surprises my surgeon might even find when he opens me up. But you know what? I'm holding on to hope and faith, my faith that God has his hand on my life. I feel encouraged. I thankfully found the name Blossom, and I'm going to focus on flourishing and thriving post-surgery. Sometimes, all we can do is walk towards our challenges with a sense of resolve. Knowing we don't have much of a choice can actually make acceptance easier, but it can also make you feel resentful if you don't keep a check on your emotions. I am so tired and uncomfortable with this prolapse that I'm really at the place of bring it on. I can't continue to live in my current state and constant threat of my bowel strangulating. Given this confronting reality, I am edging closer every day to looking forward to the beginning of Blossom. With renewed faith, I know my path ahead is one that I must travel. I have hope that I will flourish and thrive with my new life with Blossom. So what I did want to let you know, though, is I'm going to be quiet from blogging and podcasting for a few weeks post-surgery. So I'm only podcasting once a month. anyway at the moment, so you probably won't hear from me until maybe the end of March, but possibly April in terms of a podcast. I'm hoping that I'll be able to blog by the end of March, but yeah, just watch this space. I will be back, I promise, as soon as I possibly can, and I will absolutely give you an update on how I am and how life, you know, is blossoming again, is hoping. In the meantime, my blog is there with lots of blog posts to read. There's lots of podcast episodes here. Please check out the Wound Doctors and Co. Podcast and my interview on there. I was really, really pleased with it. It was, as I said, a lot of fun. And Francis and Rob are fantastic hosts and fantastic podcasters. So I think you'll enjoy listening to them as well. So it was very much a three-way conversation, which was great. So thank you everybody for your ongoing support. I really appreciate it. I will, as I said, be back on here as soon as I possibly can, but you'll know why I'm quiet. I'm having surgery. It'll be quite major recovery. I'm not sure how long I'm going to be in hospital for. I am in very, very good hands with amazing doctors, a great team, and yeah. As I said, I really do look forward to coming back and letting you know how my life is blossoming again. So take care. Lots of love. Until then, I'll see you soon. Bye. If you enjoyed what you heard today, you can subscribe to this podcast or you can leave a review. I would really appreciate your support. If you would like to have more of my medical musings in your world on a regular basis, I also have a blog which you can find at www.mymedmusings.com. I post there at least weekly, so there's lots for you to read and be involved with. If you would really like to be a part of a nurturing community, Medical Musings with Friends is a private support group on Facebook, offering the hand of friendship, support, true care and understanding to anyone living with chronic illness. We would love to welcome you into our community. Just search Medical Musings with Friends on Facebook, click join, and you will receive the warmest of welcomes. I also have a book, My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith and hope living with a rare disease. It's available now through Amazon and my publisher, Imagine We Publishers. I would love for you to check it out. There's something in the My Medical Musings world for everyone. Something different to suit your needs. I hope you do find something that resonates with you and helps you feel you are not alone. Because you're not. Remember, chronic illness is a part of your life, not all of your life. Take care.